It's hard.
They'd been friends since school, Ray Leibowitz and Alan Parks, and they'd lived together for the last 10. In 50-odd years, there had never been a harsh word between them until they both fell in love with Margaret Muldrew. They'd come to a decision in the end, after a few drunken brawls, that they'd let her decide between them, and once the suitor was chosen, the other would accept the decision and keep his distance. The trouble was, when asked, she said she loved them both equally and couldn't choose. For a while, they carried on as they had before, both seeing her, taking her out and vying for her attentions. But in a small town, that kind of thing doesn't stay secret long, and they were beginning to notice people staring, talking into cupped hands and laughing. Pride pushed them to a radical solution, and now they sat opposite one another, across the kitchen table, in the house they shared, with a gun placed in the middle. Ray picked it up, slid the release catch, and broke the old Webley 45 open. Into it, he dropped a single World War II full metal jacket bullet. He snapped the revolver shut, spinning the chamber and slammed it down on the polished veneer, thus denting the surface in and causing Alan to wince.
Jesus Christ, man, what the heck do you think you're doing?
This is one time, mate. I'm not going to use one of your precious flipping coasters.
Alan growled his disapproval but made no further comment.
So? Sure you're man enough to go through with this?
Try me.
You go first, then.
You might have fixed it. And anyway, it was your idea. You go first.
We'll toss a coin.
Fair enough. They both hunted through their pockets for a coin, but neither of them had one. All right, well, we'll spin the gun, and whoever it's pointing at when it stops gets to go first.
Fair enough. Hey, but spin it fast, mind. No cheating.
Ray stood up, reached out, picked up the gun, and dropped it spinning onto the polished surface. Alan winced again. It spun maybe 6 times, and with every revolution, it slowed until the barrel pointed squarely at Ray. He picked it up, and upon seeing the position of the round in the chamber, held the muzzle to his temple and squeezed the trigger without hesitation. There was a mechanical-sounding clack. You know, you'll bugger the chamber by dry-firing it, don't you? You really ought to load it with spent cartridges to protect it.
Your turn.
Ray handed the gun to Alan, who spun the chamber, and after carefully placing the gun down on a coaster, spun it too.
You can't spin it again. I've just had my turn, and now it's yours. It's simple as that, mate. I'm not firing if it points to me. Ah! Your turn anyway.
Seeing 4 empty holes in the chamber, Alan picked it up, held it to his head, and pulled the trigger. You'll go. Ray reached out again.
You know, ain't gonna be the same around here without you bitching and moaning all the time, without your drinks coasters and your flowery pinafore, and hoovering while I'm trying to watch the footy.
He spun and dropped the gun.
Hey! What do you think you're doing? I thought we weren't spinning the gun anymore. You said...
Well, you spun it, so I'm spinning
it. But it pointed to me anyway, so it's your go.
Oh, bugger. Looks like it's pointing at me.
On seeing the tip of the round shouting at about 4 o'clock in the chamber, Ray pressed the gun to his head and squeezed the trigger.
Your go. And no spinning it this time.
Ray placed the gun back in the middle. But I like spinning it. Alan picked it up. It seems fairer that way, and anyway, this place would be like a pigsty if it wasn't for me. He whizzed the chamber round, placed the gun on a coaster, and spun it.
I thought we agreed not to spin it.
No, you said not to spin it, and I told you it was fairer that way, and you spun it last time. You're just trying to cheat like you always do.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
What's that supposed to mean?
You know very well what.
What?
The gun revolved unnoticed to a standstill on the tabletop.
When I started going out with Margaret, you were always hanging around, trying to butter her up with your smooth talking.
What do you mean, when you started going out with Margaret? It was me who took her out first.
When?
To the bingo evening down the Ritzy, like you can't remember for yourself.
We both went to that, and she just happened to be there.
No, she invited me, and I took you along because...
What? You're a pansy?
No, I was just a bit...
Stupid.
Shut up! Well, yes, as it happens, I was stupid, wasn't I? Taking a lecherous old fool like you along.
But what exactly do you mean by that?
You know very well what.
What? But why lecherous?
Well, mainly because your tongue was hanging out and you were drooling on your scorecard.
I was not.
Couldn't take your eyes off her chest.
I was looking at her brooch, for your information.
Yeah, like hell you were. You were staring at them.
Them? What do you mean, them? Were you a man or a puff? They're called tits. Go on, say it. Tits. You prude.
Just because I'm not coarse and vulgar like you doesn't mean I'm a prude.
You're just a big Nancy
am
boy.
I'm not.
Are too.
I'm not.
See, you even argue like a
do
puff.
Do not.
See, you're just a big, soppy, big puff in your apron and your fluffy slippers and your drinks coasters and your boo-hoo, you stole my girlfriend. Nancy boy, puffed her, still a virgin at 50, with one overdeveloped arm.
What are you trying to say?
What?
You know very well what...
I wish you'd stop saying that. That makes you sound even more like a puff.
What?
You know very well what?
No, I don't.
No, that's what you say.
What's what I say?
Just forget it and die already.
He pointed at the gun. Alan's eyes widened upon seeing the bullet residing at 10 o'clock in the chamber. Looks like this is it then, old man.
How do you mean?
You know very well what I mean.
No, I don't.
Yes. You do.
No, really, I... Oh.
He saw Alan's ashen face and noticed a tremor in his voice. His friend had been watching the position of the round in the chamber too, and he knew the gun was going to fire this time.
Look, why don't you just move away? All right, we've been friends all these years, and yeah, we had our differences lately, but I don't want to see you dead. Just put the gun down, Alan.
No, we made a deal and I've got to do it. He raised the gun and pressed the muzzle against his temple, his trembling arm passing on the movement of the old revolver, which rattled loudly in the deadly silence that seemed to fill the room. Tell Margaret I love her. And I couldn't live without her.
No!
And Ray leapt to stop his friend, but before he could reach him, the mechanism tightened up with the tension of the trigger, and there was a loud clack.
Misfire, eh?
Said Ray. Alan gasped and panted with relief, almost dropping the gun as he put it back on the table. Get another bullet, then.
No, I can't let you do it.
What do you mean? It's your go.
What?
You know very well what. It's your go. An act of God saved me, so it's obviously your go.
Well, if you want to play it like that, technically, it's still your go because of faulty equipment.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The gun went off.
Sorry. A bridge was demolished in the distance.
I won't stop this. Something's up the page.
You know very well what. It's your go. An act of God saved me, so it's obviously your go.
Well, if you want to play it like that, technically, it's still your go because of faulty equipment.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Bam! The gun went off. There came a sound of tinkling glass from the kitchen window, a yelp from outside, and then the sound of something heavy falling to the ground. What the heck was that? Alan rose to his feet, lifted the neck curtain, and peered outside to the darkness. It's Margaret. We shot Margaret.
What the hell was she doing out there in the first place?
She must have watched the whole thing.
So she watched you put a gun to your head and pledge undying love to her? And didn't lift a finger to stop you?
It looks that way, doesn't it?
What a cow.
What a cow.
I think we're better off without her, mate.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, well, put the kettle on then, you big puff.
It's your turn.
No, it's not.